these two entities, at least important parties in Jonathan, important parties with the Golden State Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga, they don't want, Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to be in Golden State, and there are people in Golden State who don't want Jonathan Kuminga there. That has put everybody in this uncomfortable position to where Warriors fans, and again, it's not just about Warriors fans, these are fans in general, they want a opposing team to pay on potential. I ain't buying nothing on potential, especially something expensive. You gonna go buy a $100,000 car because it might work? No, you're absolutely not. You gonna go buy a $1 million house because it might be nice. I don't know if the neighborhood might be good. No, like you're going to know. I will invest in this. That's not the case with Jonathan Kuminga. The league knows what you just said a minute ago. These are the offers we can make because they don't want him. There's no bidding war.
No.
That's it. And it might all come down. You could talk about Saric and the Warriors didn't want him. Devin unproven. You could do all that stuff to death. Bottom line is this. Saric could be gone, what, in a year? Mm-hmm. Yes. He's a $5 million player.
He's cap filler.
He's nothing. He's irrelevant to this conversation. Devin, you don't like him? Great. He's cheap. You don't like him? It doesn't matter. It boils down to the draft compensation. If the Warriors liked the Kings' offer of the draft compensation, this deal would have been done before I got on a plane to Seattle a Thursday morning. But Scott might have recognized, they're not getting this anywhere. All right, let's dumb these discussions down. There ain't going to be no two first-round picks. We talk about one. And even with one, I inherited a disaster. We're going to protect that pick. And then you get in, and that's where, you know, it probably started with 2 seconds. They wanted two first. Hey, let's meet in the middle. Someone found out something they didn't like, and everybody walked away. Maybe that's where you're at.
Yeah, it's great. The last game of the regular season, that was the de facto stay out of the play-in game between the Warriors and the Clippers, mm-hmm. that the Clippers won and got the sixth seed. Jonathan Kuminga, DNP, coach's decision. Quentin Post, Kevin Looney, Buddy Hield, Gary Payton II all played. Like you looked at that. Steve Kerr looked at that game to try and stay out of the play-in and said, and I'm not saying he's wrong or anything, I'm just telling you, said Quentin Post deserves 10 minutes and mm-hmm. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't. And you want to bring that guy back on a qualifying offer or sign him to $20 million a year? And you want to do that, and you still got Jimmy Butler there, and you want to go sign Al Horford?
See, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's the other thing where you have to – the Warriors aren't done, or at least they don't want to be. They have other things that they want to get done, whether it's Al Horford, whether it's Dame Lillard. Like there's stuff out there that they want to get done. And the idea that they can sit on this Jonathan Kuminga salary, they can sit on this Jonathan Kuminga qualifying offer, they can sit on this stuff for that's not advantageous for them. And remember, they are geared to one thing and one thing only. Number 5 for Steph. That's it. They're not, we'll wait it out. We'll see. No, Steph's 37, 36, 37 years old. We're on the anniversary of the day he saved America. Like, yeah, they want to do everything they can for him, and they want to do it right now. They can't push it off till February because who knows where they'll be in February. They tried that last offseason. It worked for where they were, but ultimately they didn't get to where they want to go. This team isn't – the success of the Golden State Warriors isn't making the playoffs, making the play-in, being the top six.
Right.
This is a dynasty with one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Just like it is with LeBron James, there is one outcome for every season, and it's to win a championship. If the Golden State Warriors don't win a championship, their season was a failure. They're taking steps to win a championship. All of that two timeline stuff, that's dead. Building for the future, not even there yet. It is to win Steph Curry a championship. And this, they know, or at least I think most people in that organization know, Jonathan Kuminga is not part of that because Steve Kerr doesn't want him to be. Now, you can make a decision on Steve Kerr. If you love Jonathan Kuminga that much, you can make a decision on Steve Kerr, but you better clear it with the hierarchy first.
Right.
And there's only one hierarchy in right. Golden State that matters. And if he says no, the answer is no.
The Warriors ruined this thing a long time ago to the point now where in this specific thing, in my opinion, with Jonathan Kuminga, there is no positive outcome. Like I said earlier, at least publicly, there is no positive outcome. You have to decide if you're Joe Lacob, if you're Mike Dunleavy Jr., if you're Steve Kerr, what bad decision would you rather make? And I'll be honest with you, that's their perception. I don't think the trade, based on the market and all this other stuff, is that bad of a decision. You get a guy like Devin Carter, who can kind of potentially take the place of a Gary Payton II, who you lost. You do whatever with Sarge. You have your money freed up so you can go get whoever you want, Al Horford or whoever, and you can go handle that. And you don't have a situation where you got somebody that you don't want around in the building. I don't think the trade is necessarily a bad situation if you're really thinking about it. Publicly, they'll get destroyed, though. So you can do that, or everything that you just mentioned, you can bring this guy back.
Yep.
Because you're prideful. Yep. And you don't want to be embarrassed. You have no positive public outcome, at least in this situation. Mm-hmm. You messed this up years ago. So which bad decision do you want to go with? That's what they're being faced with right now. And they're hoping somebody can come in and save them. And like I've said all along, I'm Scott Perry, maybe somebody will come in and save you. Maybe there'll be a better offer. Maybe you'll get an offer that you think is better, or you just don't have to deal with the Kings. Maybe it's an equal offer and you just don't want to say we got undressed by Scott Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll happen. Let's see it happen. I'm still stone cold sitting on the top rope. I'm looking at my watch. I'm still waiting. 5 days later, I'm still looking. That team hasn't come around yet.
The great thing
going
is
on.
He didn't have a watch on. He just looked at his wrist. So iconic. Everybody uses it. That man does not have a watch on. He's in the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And, yep, Austin's still looking. Then he puts it to his ear. Like, nothing going on.
Rollies don't tick, Steve.
Neither do invisible watches. And if anybody knows that Rolexes wouldn't.
That's tick, common my knowledge. Man.
I didn't know that.
You did.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We're not going to solve anything.
No.
We're just talking. Didn't get to talk about Jonathan Kuminga last week.
It has. Do you.
You mentioned the Cam Whitmore thing. That's funny. That's hilarious. They just went out. They got Cam Whitmore for what? Two second rounders?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. All right. I don't know if Cam Whitmore and Jonathan Kuminga are the same player or what, but they were in a situation. We're like, hey, we're going to move off this kid. Everybody knew. Like, right. They've been talking about Cam Whitmore for moving Cam Whitmore for months.
Right.
Yeah, 2 second round picks. That's what it netted you.
These two, like I said, they're looking at these other teams, Washington, who even knows that they were really in the conversation, looked at the situation with Kuminga, and Matt pointed this out on Thursday, and this is another aspect of the deal where the Warriors are overvaluing their situation. Not only are teams trying to trade for Jonathan Kuminga and give a certain level of compensation back to the Warriors, they also have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to find a team that is going to give you the compensation that you want if you're Golden State, and say we're willing to give Jonathan Kuminga the money that he's looking for, or sign him to a deal that'll work with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a trade. The team has to say, hey, we'll give you the players and the draft compensation you want, and we're going to give him $17 to $20 million a year. Washington looked at that as like, if they were really an option. I question it. But if they were really an option, like, we like Jonathan Kuminga, we might want to give you the draft compensation, maybe even the players, but all three draft compensation players and pay him. Nah, we'll just go get Cam Whitmore for two second rounders.
Yep.
Once again, ask Scott Perry, go find somebody that's going to give you all three Warriors. Good luck. Warriors and Kuminga at this point.
Hey, man, and if you get it, salute.
That's it.
Good.
That's
salute
it.
To
if
Mike Dunleavy. It, salute ups. to Jonathan Kuminga and his team. If you're able to pull this off to what you're happy with, again, I have no idea what dollar figure. I don't know if there were dollar figures discussed between Jonathan Kuminga, the Warriors, and the Kings. I got one. It's not strong enough to recite. I don't. And it's not from someone who's like, that's cool. If I get that number somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I never heard it. Like from the Matt, I wasn't working on this. I was going on vacation.
Right.
Matt was working on this. He didn't have a number. James was working on this. I think James heard something similar, but he was like, I'm not confident in this. I was like, yeah, I got nothing. Mm-hmm. I got nothing on that. So I don't know what Kuminga's looking for. And maybe the Warriors just flat out don't want to. Well, maybe there's someone with the Golden State Warriors who just doesn't want to do it.
I think that could be the case.
I know who it's not. It's the guy who's in charge of playing time.
Right.
Outside of that, I have no idea.
Right.
I have absolutely no
and,
idea.
And once again, this is the funny thing about it. Like when people get all worked up about it, and I keep repeating it, but it is comedy to me. If you don't like what's being proposed, go find a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all we're saying. Mm-hmm. We're not even saying you have to take this deal or anything. Just go find a better one.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. If you find a better one, you just said it. Salute to Mike Dunleavy.
How many people, I feel like we're just coming up with analogy after analogy after analogy, but how many people feel like they're overqualified for their job and they try to go get another one? They try to go get a higher position and they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You might be qualified for it. It doesn't mean you're going to get the job. Kuminga has a ton of potential. Kuminga has a ton of talent already. He's not living just off of potential. Like, Kuminga's talented.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, and that's the...
His birth date is the wrong date.
Man, yo, facts.
His birth date's the wrong date. Sometimes it's like that.
But, you know, there was a lot of talk this weekend about, oh, the Kings side had this, you know, Kings reporters had this, Detroit had the story. No one from Golden State was reporting this. You know what Golden State has spent the last year and a half reporting? They don't like Jonathan Kuminga. But now all of a sudden, now think about that for a second. You spend years. Let's dumb this down to terms we don't like. You spend years degrading an asset. And then all of a sudden, when it's time to sell that stock, you're like, no, this is great. No, we love this. No, bro, we listened.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are trying to move off of something you don't want. And whether it, you know, hey, again, if they get done, salute. Good for everyone involved. Because right now, unless something. Bro, we saw Dame Lillard get waived.
Right.
We're talking about arguably the second greatest shooter in history. Certainly the second greatest shooter of this generation. Got waived. They're like, yeah, man, we're not waiting for your little. Nah, so you got hurt on company time. Sorry, dog. You're going to get paid. But yeah, we're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll
it's
come back.
It's a wild market right now, man.
It's crazy.
It's a wild one.
It's crazy. Never seen anything like this. TC, hang tight. Man. We're going to talk about Shams, too.
Uh-oh.
Shams got us all hyped up for nothing. Talking about the biggest firework display in history, and we barely got a sparkler out here. Steelo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Hang on.
Real quick, before we get back to the Kings talk and get back to our guy, or get to our guy, TC, Jesse said he watched Sinners over the weekend.
Yeah, I watched it on Saturday. It was dope. I needed to rewatch it again because there's a lot of, I think, just stuff connected to that movie or whatever that maybe I missed.
Yeah.
So I watched it at home and all that, but I liked it.
We were going to.
Well, then D-Lo
and then you got to buy our coffee machines?
Then we started watching. Then we started karaoke
started
and breaking coffee
Joe.
Machines.
That's what
well. Why are all the good girls taken every time, man? That's a great karaoke song.
Come on, man.
That is a
didn't,
great karaoke
didn't
song.
Didn't Complex have the, he's got the plaque in his office. It was like six times platinum that album.
For Joe?
Yeah. That All That I Am album, I think it's like six times platinum. That is well deserved because it is one of the great R&B albums of all time.
Spectacular. Yeah. Absolutely spectacular. But yeah, we were supposed to watch Sinners and never got to it, so
D-Lo's never gonna watch
Sinners. No, that's not true. I'm gonna try again this weekend. There is absolutely nothing planned this weekend.
Yeah, okay. Watch. It's an easy watch.
Nothing. So that's the plan, is to make sure Sinners gets
the
watched.
Streets are saying, as Brett says, he said saw both Sinners and F1, both were dope. Streets are saying F1 is really good.
Yeah, I saw that too.
You saw?
You did?
I didn't see. I saw people saying that it's dope.
Oh.
I heard it's really good. I want to check it out. I want to check it out. It was a good movie.
A lot of movies for your boy to catch up on.
I watched.
Still trying to catch up on Love Island.
Well, good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, the make sure you watch the after credits at Sinners too. Like Mark Father says, that was dope too. Mm-hmm. That was a good little, a good little film.
I'm still trying to finish. I was doing a little family night movie watching the other night. And we had
on the big outdoor theater or on the
we were outdoor. I don't know if you could say it's just this big theater. I wouldn't say all that, but you know, we were outside in the backyard. You know what I mean? That's all.
Do you watch movies in the backyard, Jesse?
I've never watched movies outside of my living room down there. Maybe I watch a movie in my room, but
yeah,
we were outside. It's not even have a we backyard. Talked about it earlier. It's not even nothing crazy.
You're watching crazy. Movies in the backyard. That's a big deal. Got beds and blankets and everything out
they
there.
They were, what are the things called? Blow-up mattresses. What are we talking about? You get those at Walmart.
I slept on a blow-up mattress my first 6 months back in California. It's a bed. I put sheets and a comforter on it. It was a bed.
But I didn't finish, but I want to. It might be the final Planet of the Apes movie. I forgot the title.
The most recent one? Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I think?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
So we were watching that, and we got started because you got to wait for it to get dark, right? So it's July 5th. Like, it gets dark at 9:45. So we started watching that. We were watching something else trying to figure it out, and some people started falling asleep, so we had to, like, get them inside. I'm like, no, let's stay out and watch the rest of it. We had watched about 45 minutes, right? Baby had fallen asleep, got to put her in the crib. My little niece Savannah, she was inside and all this other stuff. So I go to restart the movie. It's like, no lie, it's like 10:55. We had watched 45 minutes. They said, yeah, 1 hour and 50 minutes remaining. I said, we're not watching the rest of this outside. I can promise you that. Be outside till 1 a.m. watching Saturday. So I watched like another 30 minutes. Everybody else fell asleep. And I was like, come on, guys, let's go back inside. I got to finish it, though. Look, I'm not sure what's going on in the movie, but I got to see it through now.
Those are like the Spider-Man movies where they just kept like they redid it and they launched this whole new thing. And then they redid it again and launched a whole new.
Yeah.
So all of these, like Kingdom and The Rise, those are all part of the same
group. The same origin stories. So the first one was the Planet of the Apes, right? That was the first one?
Yeah, it's like Dawn of the Planet of the Apes or something like that.
Something like that. That was the first one, and they just kind of keep moving throughout life with the apes.
Yeah, it's just like the start of it.
Stronger
yeah.
as a species, and now they're the dominant species. Like, humans are wild.
Like, it's going to be the robots here shortly in America.
Yes. Yes.
Or probably not, just the world.
At least the apes let us still live on the... Well, actually, there was this one group of girls. They were trying to get rid of us, so...
Be honest, in those movies, like, the apes are pretty cool. It's always the humans that are messing it up.
Well, in this last
one... I'm pretty sure humans mess up everything.
In this last one, we were completely just obsolete.
Well, yeah, we got cooked at this point.
We're not fighting back. We're just trying to get the scraps of the earth, and they run everything. We have no say-so.
Which might be what's happening with the Warriors and Kings. No say-so.
What do you think is the holdup? I think it's the Warriors fishing for a better deal and trying not to be embarrassed. I think that's the holdup.
I think the idea of them not being embarrassed is long past. I think they're hoping for a better deal. Because you can as a Warriors fan, You can feel however you want to about that deal the Kings offered. There hasn't been a better one put out there. There might not have been. Ask yourself this, like, who are the Kings in competition with to land Jonathan Kuminga? It feels like it's one of two teams. It's the Kings aren't in one. The Kings aren't in competition with anyone other than the Golden State Warriors. So the two teams are the Warriors and the Kings, but they're not necessarily in competition with the Golden State Warriors.
They
don't want them. They're just in competition with them to orchestrate
with pride.
That's it. Well, that's facts. Let's get to the Elk Grove Kia talk line here at 916-909-1320. That's it. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
So you always like start and then reset real quick. Like, what do you think you're not potted up yet? Like, what do you think happens right there? Because you regularly hit us with the what's up with my two brothers.
No, because you know what? I'll be having y'all on speaker, bro. So
I got you.
Take you off speaker.
You feel me? Okay. Okay.
All right. So listen. Hey, was y'all fourth all good, man? Good weekend, safe and all that?
Yeah, man. It was all good. Absolutely.
Before we get into the Kings, right? Kenny, did you see that on Twitter I sent you, bro? Was that a yes or no with those two dudes, bro? What I was saying?
I didn't see it, TC. What's going on?
I was saying, bro, I'm not even – baseball is cool. It's a sport. I like it. I'm just super not into it, but I don't have nothing against it, right? Because I'm a sportsman. But am I wrong, bro? Is William Flores trash, bro? And does Butler on the A's, does he play center field? I'm watching the whole series. And I'm like, bro, I'm scratching my head at these two dudes. I'm like, I thought people liked Butler on the A's, right? But dude is making a bunch of errors. And I'm like, William Flores can't hit a ball. Dude is trash, bro.
Wilmer Flores 2 weeks ago was leading the league in RBIs. He's had one of the great seasons of his career.
Is he? Okay. Now, what about Butler?
Butler, it's interesting you bring that up. I'll answer it off the air because I know you want to talk Kings. I'll answer it off the air. But listen, TZ, I'll bring up Lawrence Butler a little bit later. I want you to get to your Kings stuff.
Thank you. So as far as the Kings, Jesse, what I was saying earlier when I called in with you and Kyle is Malik Monk's my dog. But if the trade presented itself for Malik Monk for Kuzma, I'm doing that, bro, because not only can they score the same amount, but you're getting taller and you're getting better rebounding. I know Kuzma got his up and downs, but I'm dealing with that because you get the height. And you get the length. As far as Perry is working his magic, y'all, and I'm with you, Kenny. The Warriors just don't want to get embarrassed with the deal, but they're not going to get no better than that. Warriors fans, you can hop on the deal or not. It ain't going to make or break us because Perry going to put this team together anyway, with Kuminga or without Kuminga, bro. That's all I got.
All right, I'm going to stop short. I'm going to stop short of saying Scott Perry is working his magic.
Hey, no. Well, he's kind of cooking right now. You only get credit if you can see this thing all the way through, right, and actually get Jonathan Kuminga. But he gets credit for how this all started. He knew damn near before anybody in America. Now, this is the price for Jonathan Kuminga, and this is what we're willing to pay. He had to have some intel. He did some homework. I'm with you, I guess. I guess I'm with you. I'm going to stop short to say he's good because the deal's got to get done. But he
said he's working his magic.
Well,
that's a lot.
He's working a little bit because it seemed like
he's doing his job.
He's doing it better than Mike Dunleavy Jr. and everybody else.
Better than Monty McNair did, but
well, that's somebody else asked me. They're like, "What do you think? How do you think the old front office would have handled this?" In the words of D'Lo, child, please. They would be so far removed for even being in this position,
or they would have given up 8 first round picks.
They wouldn't have had
$125 million.
Those guys. Wouldn't have the foresight or just the knowledge in the basketball world to even think to do something like this. This is chess and checkers.
We know what they would have did. They would have signed Glenn Robinson.
Well, we do know that. Facts. Special Ed says, bro, Perry ain't cooked yet. He just turned the stove on and got the cutting board out
Yeah, Ed, but you don't get it. The stove finally works now.
That's that.
The stove works.
There's that.
T-Lo says, I don't think D-Lo is wrong, but does that mean that the Kings have to sweeten their offer to help the Warriors save face? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It almost feels like the Kings, one, I think, trust the market. And let me not change the words because the conversation was Scott Perry. So I'll ride with Scott Perry on this. It's almost like Scott Perry trusts the market. And it almost seems like Scott Perry sees Kuminga as a luxury and not a necessity.
I think so, too.
He may have seen it as like, hey, this is an opportunity that we might not normally have. We can pounce on this restricted free agent, mm-hmm. young talent. I mean, we're an old basketball team right now that I think got older this free agency period. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we could do something to pull this age down a little bit to give us another building block for, you know, when DeRozan is done, when Levine's time winds up being finished. Like, let's do that right now and see what it winds up looking like. Mm-hmm. And again, a luxury, one you'd really like to have, but perhaps not a necessity. If it was a necessity, maybe they'd be a little bit more aggressive.
Right.
With their offer, because we don't know why this conversation is stalled, and don't let anyone fool you. There was a conversation that was being had, mm-hmm. but they do. He does. Scott does. Jesse.
Well, I guess that's kind of along the similar what I'm going to say. Like, they can walk away, but should they? Like, say it gets to a point where he's like, yeah, we'll do the deal. Just give us a first round pick with Devin and Sarge. Throw on whatever protections you want and all that.
And that,
if that's it, do you do the deal at that point, or do you still walk away if you don't get it your way?
So to Jesse's point, we talked about this on Thursday. Thursday. It's Monday now. We're days later. But I was at that point, I was kind of like, all right, you did kind of play this perfectly for Scott Perry. Do what the other group couldn't do. Let's close the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this done. Like, you played this great. And if that does include, because I think at the time we were under the impression it was 2 second-rounders. Make one of them a first to get the deal done. Like, you don't have to over. I ain't saying throw mm-hmm. a bunch of players and mm-hmm. go crazy, but like, you know, just sweeten up that side a little bit to make them feel like they did something. You don't want to just completely embarrass the other side
yeah.
to the point where they don't want to. Sweeten the pot a little bit to make sure you get the deal done, because you've done such great work up until this point. Cash out on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of my thought on Thursday.
I feel like I'm kind of at that point too, because it's like, I don't think a first round pick, Devin Carter and Sarge, is too much for Kuminga. And that's not an offer. It's just hypotheticals and all that. But I do think you bring in a Kuminga for that type of value. Like, you added a building block too, I feel.
Maybe that dollar figure tells us something about what the financial offer was, because Sarge is 5 and some change, and Devin is what at his class, like 8? 7?
I thought it was 8? That's the number I kept hearing throughout the year.
So that could probably get you in the let's see, that's maybe get you up to like 20 seems too high. Maybe 18 million based on the parameters of the collective bargaining agreement. Mm-hmm. Maybe that gives us a little insight as to what a potential contract offer might look like.
I also think,
assuming it got that far,
I think something has been discussed, and I think that also may be a holdup.
The money. Sure.
The money the Kings are trying to sign Kuminga for,
mm-hmm.
and the money he wants to sign for mm-hmm. him in his camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the final roadblock they got to get through, because the Warriors are still sitting there probably feeling how they feel. But I think that also is something. And that's, once again, to DC's point, guy cooking. Monty's like, bro, I'm not giving you $25 million.
Right.
Nobody is. Why would I? I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm gonna make sure you're good, but I'm not giving you $25 million, bro. Like, I'm not. And go ahead, once again, find somebody to give you that money.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, sign with them. Sign the offer sheet with them. I don't think you can. So, yeah,
And if you can't, what happens next is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brian, the garden guy, says Monty was air frying everything. Kyle says Monty has been washing chicken with dish soap.
Oh, man.
You can low-key cook with an air fryer, so I wouldn't say that.
And my coach, Christy Harris, says Monty was cooking outside on the asphalt.
Well.
It's one of those guys, hey, watch how hot it is outside when I try to cook this egg.
Hey, guys, watch this.
Damn, man, Monty, he ain't never going to come back to Sacramento, man.
People, where's he at again? L.A.?
L.A., yeah.
Finally got his John Collins.
Oh, come on, man.
Finally got him, Monty.
Hey.
Wait, Collins went to the Lakers, didn't he?
Yeah,
or was it the Clippers?
No, it was the Clippers. He went to the Clippers.
Oh, I thought it was the Lakers.
He went to the Clippers. Hey, this is how
it tells you who didn't. It tells you who here didn't want him. Boy, that opens the door for a whole other conversation. No way this deal was being done with the New York Knicks. That's for goddamn sure.
This is how you know some people are starting to come to the realization. I just hope it's the Warriors sooner rather than later. But securing the Bagleys says, I heard Drew, talking about Drew Down, I'm assuming, is pissed. Drew Down has been, for a while, saying, yo, it's crazy y'all think this is what you can get for Kuminga. And Drew's a little quiet now. Drew has seen, I believe.
Kuminga's his guy.
That's his guy.
Yeah, Kuminga's
that's
his guy.
But I think Drew has seen what we're all seeing. And he's coming to the fact, like, once again, like I said earlier, it doesn't matter what I think he should go for. I'm looking around, and this is what he's going for. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Is what everybody, like, there ain't no need to pay a king's ransom for a guy that is damn near at a yard sale.
I don't know that damn near is the right way to put it. But there's a... Yeah, there's just so much that goes into this conversation. I'm not trying to pretend like this is easy. The whole point of this conversation started an hour ago is to, like, don't buy into this like it wasn't almost done. Don't buy into this as if these conversations weren't real. Don't buy into this as if the likes of Matt George, James, as if they were wrong in their reporting. Their reporting was 100% accurate. And maybe Dave feels like his reporting is accurate. Dave talked to who he talked to. Ant-Man did the same thing. Sam confirmed what Anthony said. They said the same thing. I think the timing of those three tweets was absolutely spectacular. It was really, really incredible. And the fact that Dave put in the Russell Westbrook part told me that this organization is deep in their feelings right now. Because no one was talking about Russell Westbrook. Except for me. And all I did was tweet a GIF. That's all I did. As everyone is well aware of, it's a gimmick. But don't let the gimmick fool you. I'm not tweeting it for no reason. There's a reason for it. And I'll ask you this. Who's Russell Westbrook signed with? Right. He hasn't. Come to think about it, who's Dennis Schroeder signed with? As far as we could tell, nobody.
Nobody.
To the best of our understanding, nobody.
Let me ask you another question. Who is Kevon Looney signed with? Who is Al Horford signed with?
No one and no one. It's so what's happening is you're seeing these names out there and you're seeing things. I just saw it with Al Horford. Again, it doesn't mean it's not true, but you're seeing phrases repeated. Mulling options. All right. They say Dame Lillard's mulling options as well. Boston, Golden State. No one has the ability to wait to sign Dame Lillard to next year. Because if the Warriors are saying, Dame, hey, we got a home for you here in San Francisco. Yo, Oakland, Dame, what's good? We got you. We could sign you next season. Boston could be like, oh, hey, man, we know you can't play. We got you right now. And if you want to rehab in the Barbados, fam, as long as you got your doctor, as long as we check in on you, you good. But we're going to get you right. Mm-hmm. Not that you're not right, because you're getting paid for years because Milwaukee is moving on from you. Again, that is, you know, Shams promised, you know, fireworks and the biggest offseason we've ever seen. I'm not faulting Shams for any of that. The fact is, it just didn't happen. The biggest thing that has happened this offseason is Dame Lillard got waived. And that is perhaps one of the greatest indicators we have ever seen. The Milwaukee Bucks would not wait for Dame Lillard to get healthy. They said, nah, we do not have the time because we've got this Giannis thing constantly lingering over our head. He likes Miles Turner. We're going to go get Miles Turner. We can weaken the Indiana Pacers along the process. We're going to weaken the Indiana Pacers in the process. But we can't do anything now if we're still saddled with your contract. Mm. So we're going to go ahead and let you go on about your business.
And, excuse me, Russ Dog, our guy, he says Looney and Jordan Poole are in New Orleans. Somebody else talked about securing the Bagley, 216 for Looney. What I'm saying to you guys is, much like Dennis Schroeder, it's 3 for whatever.
45.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Has the Kings put that out yet? Have the Kings put out a graphic, welcome to Sacramento, Dennis Schroeder?
No, I got the summer league roster.
Yeah, just like the Pelicans, who we know that's where Looney's going to go, haven't put it out yet. Al Horford, been connected to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Nothing has been put out yet. The whole point of saying that is, that's because things are still being worked.
Because they're trying to work out 17 trades or 17 trades, like that was the KD trade, right?
Yeah.
That's people are trying to figure, how can I move? It's not, and none of it is mind blowing. Like, whoa, so and so is in the trade. No. It's literally salary. It's mm-hmm. Did you see what Kevin Love tweeted in that mm-hmm. that three team trade? Kevin Love was like, I never thought I'd be a math problem.
Right.
That's all Kevin Love was in the situation that sent that poor brother to Utah. Mm-hmm. He was a math problem. Yeah. He's helped getting, Utah, y'all want to tank, huh? Look at Utah right now. Utah is, now they're a cap team.
Mm. Mm.
Great. Good for them. So, but Kevin Love was a part of all of that because they needed to make the math work.
I don't know if this is accurate, Jesse. You could tell me. I think somebody said Anthony Simons still hadn't officially been welcomed to Boston yet.
Yeah, I would not be shocked. If you buy your Anthony Simons jerseys, maybe hold on to that. Brother could get traded still.
They hadn't even had the graphic, welcome to Boston, Anthony Simons.
Actually, they might have tweeted the graphic out today, actually.
But I was going to say, wasn't it?
Maybe okay. Today.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they were tweeting some Drew Holiday highlight yesterday. Videos. Like, oh, yeah. Drew was so great.
I saw that yesterday, that they hadn't been announced. But maybe, yeah.
Maybe yeah, I think it might have been today, actually. But he still could get traded, though.
Weird.
There's just things going on, man. That's all we're saying. And I think what you were talking about earlier is there are things going on. Don't be so quick to listen to people who tell you they aren't going on. And these are the reasons why. Like, if you look around, like, things are still yet to be official.
Yeah, the
because,
Lakers.
Yes, conversations are happening.
Lakers still haven't tweeted out LeBron's graphic.
Yeah.
I'm still watching. Still got my eye on that.
I remember Wendy talked about that when it happened. He was like, last year when he did something, they immediately were like, hey, welcome back or whatever. They ain't done nothing like that yet.
The Sacramento Kings have called to make an offer on LeBron James. That's not true. At least I don't think it's true. I think E-Biz is on hold. E-Biz, hang on 1 second. We'll get to you right after the break. We'll come back. There's much more to talk about. Man, I went to a gorgeous baseball park this weekend. And I might have seen one of the best players in Major League Baseball.
Jesse said the best.
That I don't think not, that's what
well,
he said.
I guess we're going to bring the deep
I
text
don't
to
think
light,
that's
Jesse.
What he said. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here, 916-909-1320. Our man, E-Biz. E, what's up, baby?
What's cracking, y'all? What's cracking?
What's up, E-Biz?
Not much, brothers. So I gotta ask y'all, how do y'all feel about, like, let's get off the Kings real quick. You feel me? I want to talk about some music. How do both of y'all feel about that new Drake song? I'm gonna be honest. I thought it was cool.
And that's how you know it's fire. That's how you know that song is fire. If E Biz thought it was cool, you know this song is.
Hold on. Look at Kenny.
He's like, wait, Kenny. Wait, Kenny. Kenny.
Let me get it. This is the thing. Kendrick is my favorite rapper, but I never had a problem with Drake, all right? But I just want to know how you guys feel, though, because I just want to know how do y'all feel, especially him going at LeBron, somebody who doesn't rap, but let me hear y'all, though, man. I'm about to get off, man. I can't wait to hear what you hear.
All righty. We appreciate you. No, that's your boy. You want to go?
Yeah. I mean, to me, I think the feelings that he seems to have, like if you guys take whatever you feel about Drake aside, like it's a perfectly normal feeling. Like he had, according to him, he had people he thought were really good friends of his who were participating and kicking his back in at his lowest moment. And like being hurt by that, to me, is a typically normal human reaction. And even him saying that he was hurt and surprised by it, that kind of shocked me. Because usually, you know, it's nothing. I just take it on the chin and, I'm in this by myself. The bravado of men or hip hop and stuff like that. Him saying like, damn, bro, I was shocked by that. Like, I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were cooler than that. I thought we were deeper than that. So going at LeBron specifically, I mean,
I didn't even think he was maybe he's talking about LeBron. I think he's talking about a lot of people. When I first heard that line, the first person I thought of was DeMar. But like everyone immediately said it was LeBron James. I was like, how do y'all know? So I kept listening to the record. Like I missed something that everybody knows this is LeBron and not DeMar or not somebody else. Because I don't think he's talking to one particular person. I think he's talking to a variety of different people. The song is fine. Like I don't like the way Drake raps most of the time. And that's no different than, but it's not like, no, the song is trash. It's like, it's cool. It's the number one song. I think on Apple and Spotify, like people, they turned up for that record. I did feel like before he just moved on, like, I know he dropped the Party Next Door thing, I think is a little different. But before like he truly moved on and dropped something, I do think he needed to address everybody else. He threw his little sneak shots at Kendrick, calling him a hater and, all of these different things. But it was like, hey, can your first record just be a record?
Right.
And now it can be. Now whatever I hope it is, whatever he does next, I just hope it's a Drake record versus a response to something. But like my thing is, if you like Drake, you like the song. If you love Drake, you love the song. It's cool. It's fine.
Yeah, I thought the song was fire. I liked, how it dropped,
yeah, that was cool.
Nowhere.
Yeah, that
you know
was
what
cool.
I mean? The rollout of the video, the Iceman thing, I thought that was cool too. I thought it was dope. You know me at this point, even like being a guy that likes Drake's music, any music, I'm not really, especially with hip hop, maybe in R&B I'm different. I think in R&B I am different. Mm-hmm. But like with hip hop, I don't hear a song the first time, be like, oh my gosh, yo, this is crazy. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Let me hear it some more.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it some more. So I've heard it on Twitter. I've heard it on Apple Music. Then I heard it in the car. And I like the joint a lot. I like it a lot, but I just kind of, hip hop songs tend to grow on me more than like R&B. Like I'll hear an R&B song for the first, I'll be like, oh, this is my joint. This is the one right here. Hip hop, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. I don't really.
With hip hop, it's always the same for me. Like I heard it on the phone. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, it's fine. It sounds like Drake. It's Drake's back to making Drake songs. I had to hear it in the car to determine if I thought it was worth anything. I needed to turn that. I needed to hear it loud. I needed to hear the sound of it. And it's like, it's fine. It's fine. I love, you know, Johnny Dewitt points it out. Clips drop Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if you caught this on last Friday. Ty Dolla $ign.
I missed it.
Ty Dolla $ign drops a week from Friday.
Oh, I thought he dropped.
Yeah, so okay, All In is out, which is his dope new single.
I like All In, too.
But
I like that song.
I don't know how much of this album he's dropping is the album that we heard, but we heard him 2 years ago. He brought something to us right when we started. I don't even think we were on KSFM yet, but we were. It was this is where we were going. Everybody knew it. So we started doing a lot of KSFM stuff. And one of our first things was Ty Dolla $ign came through. We did an interview, spent some time with him, all that. And we went out to some like Korean, what was it? Korean barbecue, Brazilian. And he played an album for us. I'm like, oh my God. And then
there was like three of them. I was like,
then he decided to be a vulture. And then he decided to be a vulture.
What'd you say? And started hanging with the wrong.
Started running with the wrong crowd, and we never got that album. So.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
I want to see what Iceman got going on, man.
Let's see what Stanley talking about. 916-909-1320. What's up, Stanley?
I just want to know if you all ever listen to the classical music station, 88.9. But I meant you guys, you should listen to some Stravinsky or Johann Strauss, man. That's some good music sometimes.
Johann Strauss. Okay.
Oh, the Blue Danube, man. I don't know if you all can dance a waltz, but you could learn off of something like that, the Blue Danube.
Okay. Okay, I'm listening, Stanley. Anybody says, you know, this is some good stuff, I'll definitely check it out, for sure.
That was Stanley's tamest call.
He's done?
Yeah, he just wanted to talk about that.
I thought that was the intro to his call.
Oh, he just wanted to know if you guys listen to classic music. Shout out Stanley.
I think Stanley rocks with us now, because we like Trey. I did a 180 on Trey.
Yeah, like, he still kind of fluctuates with the whole Jerry Jones thing, but.
Well,
football season hasn't started yet. I saw something was making the rounds over the weekend of Dak Prescott, and poor guy. I do feel bad for him for this. I don't know if you saw Jesse where he says he thinks they're really close to a championship, and
I saw that quote.
His ass up.
Dak, just show up, man. Just whatever.
That's like what he's supposed to say, and he's the leader. Of course he gonna say that, but.
Playing for the Cowboys, honestly, seems like it's stressful.
Well, you get paid handsomely for the stress.
Well, yeah, but you can't say anything without it. It's going to be blown up.
Yeah, man. Well, poor Dak. Yeah, and Dak will... I'm not a believer in Dak. Not a believer. Just not a believer.
I ranked him above Brock Purdy earlier.
That was a fail.
Yeah, it might have been one. I don't know. Dak is, like, good.
He's good. He's a good quarterback.
All right.
That got talent. He got talent.
We're getting a lot of private text messages today, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, people upset?
No. You're not on this one. You're not on this one. Shout out to everybody watching. No. Hey, so let's wow, here's a phrase. Let's talk baseball for a second. We'll get back to the Kings. We'll get back to basketball. There's a lot more basketball to talk about here. Two of three. One, you was outside.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Everybody saw you right behind the dugout. Like, I assume you got them.
Well, I mean,
tickets
that's,
from.
That's no. I don't know where I got them from.
Think about that.
Yeah.
It was a very very. Sought after ticket
what?
And you were sitting pretty close.
I mean, everything that I read while I was away, I mean, I was here yesterday, 12,000, sold out, 12,000, 12,000. And there's Kenny, you know, right. Right next to Logan Webb.
Well, Logan.
It was the three all-stars in Kenny.
He was in the clubhouse. It was Willie Adames who was right there. Rafael Devers. They were all in the building. Justin Verlander. And I mean, I got blessed. I got blessed. You know, it's a good look. It's a good look. The team, the squad was in town. Now, look, there's no way that could have happened on Friday or Saturday. Friday and Saturday were insane to try and get those tickets. And I almost gave up hope. But Sunday came around, and I was like, yeah, I can make this happen. But it was a really good, I can't say great because they didn't sweep. They got embarrassed on the 4th of July. That was not fun waiting for fireworks to go off with the team down 11 to nothing. That was trash. But bounce back, handle business the next two nights. Logan Webb, man, what a moment for him. He probably never thought he'd see this moment. Coming back to his hometown to start a Major League Baseball game on Saturday, got that taken care of, got that dub there, man. That was great. And then on Sunday, Giants handling business. Did what they had to do. Gained a game on the Dodgers, you know, kept the Padres and the Cardinals in the wild card kind of away from a little bit, you know. 1-4-5 now. So I like what I'm seeing from my guys. I like what I'm seeing. It doesn't get any easier because the Phillies come to town starting tonight. That's going to be crazy. And we miss Zach Wheeler because he had a one-hit complete game on Sunday, so it looks like we'll miss him. But they still got, like, I saw the odds for the Cy Young Award, the National League. The Phillies got, like, three of the top six odds for Cy Young Award winner in the National League. It's ridiculous. And then you got the Dodgers coming in over the weekend. So they're going to have to figure out something.